This is the story, The Flying Rock, by Abraham Williams. A long time ago, deep in the woods, there lived an old woman. She had long, long white hair and dark, dark blue eyes. She was known as the Old Woman of the Forest. She had a companion, a little fairy. Most of the old woman's time was spent giving jobs to the fairy to keep her from being mischievous. One day, the old woman of the forest had forgotten to give the little fairy a job. She had no work to do. Since she had so much time to herself, she thought she might take a look in the old woman's book of forest magic. So she opened the book and she began to browse. She saw interesting things. Huge worms used to fertilize gardens very quickly. Dulicorns, which are unicorns with two horns. Giant birds, which are agreeable enough to ride. And then she found the wings section. There was a recipe in there to add wings to just about anything. Well, the fairy was very curious. She began to think of all the things that she could put wings on. She already had wings. She loved her wings. She began to wonder, I'm not sure if I want to put any wings on something that's living, as this will be my first attempt. Perhaps I should try something like a chair. Perhaps a chair. Yes, that would be interesting. Then you could sit on a chair that flew. That would be large wings, and I would have to find many, many, many moths. According to this recipe, she took a look at the recipe, and sure enough, you did need to have quite a few moth wings, depending upon how large you wanted your wings to be. So the little fairy thought and thought and thought. Then she decided, I'm going to put wings on a rock. So she went out to find the ingredients. Putting wings on something was actually quite simple. She needed to find a few moth wings, a bit of mud, some pond scum, then she needed some spit from a kind-hearted old woman. Just a dab. And then she needed to recite the words. So she set about, and of course she did find moths quite easily by looking in the old woman's closet. There were also a few that had passed that were sitting in the windowsill. So moths were easy to come by, as was the pond scum. The tricky part was to get the saliva, the spit, of a kind-hearted old woman. She did know a kind-hearted old woman, but she didn't know how to get her spit because she definitely wanted to keep her magic work a secret. Well, when the old woman came around, the little fairy would try to say some things like, "Oh, old woman, my shoes, they're so scuffed. Is there any way that I could get them to shine?" And the old woman said, "Certainly, grab yourself a cloth and spit upon them. Rub those shoes until they shine." The fairy said, "Oh, but I just don't think I have enough spit. Perhaps you could help me." "Oh, come now," said the old woman. "Surely you can shine your own shoes. You've got enough spit." The fairy pressed, "But I have another pair of shoes and I'm so thirsty. Please, please, would you just spit here into my little fairy cup so I can go and shine my shoes?" The old woman decided it wouldn't be any harm, and so she gave a couple spats into the fairy's cup. "Thank you, old woman." And she headed off. Now, with a little bit of mud, the spit, the moth wings, the pond scum, she mixed her mixture together and made quite an odd-looking paste. And then she found the perfect rock. It was about the size of a child's fist. It was quite smooth. She thought some wings would look quite lovely on it. And so she applied the paste onto the sides of the rock, and then she spoke the words. "Oh, magic of the forest, I do ask. Please, please come and help me do this task. If you do, I will sure sing, for I want this sweet, sweet object to have fairy wings." After the fairy had rubbed the paste and said the words, she looked at the rock. Nothing seemed to be happening. She watched it some more. Still nothing. "Oh, I wish this would work." She began to lose patience. Finally, she sat down and she decided, "I must have had the recipe wrong," and so she started to head back to the cottage. But she heard a little rustling on the ground. She turned around. The rock began to tremble. She noticed there were a few bumps starting to emerge on the sides of the rocks. And sure enough, little wings started to sprout and flap. Wings grew bigger and bigger until there were two wings about the size of the rock that had grown out the side. And they began to flutter, and the rock began to fly. The fairy jumped up with glee. "Hooray! My magic worked! My magic worked! My rock has wings!" Well, everything seemed grand for just a moment until the rock started to fly. Well, the rock didn't have any eyes and didn't really have any way to know which direction it was going, or if it had really bumped into anything. You see, the rock flew straight at the fairy, so the fairy had to get out of the way. Well, the rock hit a tree and bounced off the tree, and then headed straight for the old woman of the forest's cottage. Bang, bang, bang on the door it went, and then turned and flew back out into the woods. The old woman of the forest came outside. "Yes, who's there?" She stepped out to see the most peculiar-looking bird she'd ever seen. "What kind of bird is that?" The rock bumped into another tree and came right back towards the old woman, crashed right through her window and into her house. She said, "Get out, bird, get out!" As she ran around into the house, chasing the thing, said, "Out, out, out!" As she got closer to the rock, she was quite surprised to see it wasn't a bird at all, but it was a rock with wings. And it was knocking things over in her house. It came straight at her, and she had to jump straight on the floor. Oof! Right onto her belly. The rock went outside. She ran outside. "What on earth is going on here?" she said. The fairy said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. What have you done, fairy? I noticed that was a rock. Have you been into my book of forest magic? It looks as though you have worked some magic to grow wings on a rock." Well, goodness gracious. The old woman of the forest went looking for her forest magic book. She quickly grabbed it and came outside. She stood outside, flipped through the pages. Sure enough, right on the back side of the wings edition page, there was a wings removal page. And there she saw what she had to do. She quickly read, went over the words in her head, closed the book and set it down. She stood both feet on the ground, hands outstretched above her sides, and said, Wings, wings on things that should not be. Wings, wings, do come flying back to me. And the rock stopped and turned around. Then she said, It is time to say goodbye. I do not want you flying into the sky. It's time for your wings to go away. Do this now. Hear what I say. Slapping her hands together, stomping her feet on the ground, the wings vanished. Poof! The rock fell onto the ground and flew no more. Little fairy, I can see I made a mistake in not giving you any work to do. Well, rest assured, there is plenty. Grab yourself a broom. There are many things broken in my house. The little fairy did feel as though she had committed a mistake, and she needed to do right. She gladly went inside, picked up the broom, swept up the broken pieces of a few pots here, a glass there. The old woman said, I'm going to make a list of jobs that will always be available that I can give to this fairy, because I am having no more of this mischief. The end.